Welcome to Dirt Doctor Radio. Here's your host, Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor.
Jordan, sweet. Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number, when you hear somebody leave, is 866-444-3478. We are still scrambling around to identify the mystery photograph. We're doing a lot more these days on Twitter of trying to give you some advice on a regular basis about what ought to be, you know, being done or thoughts or whatever. We're doing more on Facebook, and we're also doing more on Instagram. And Instagram is where you'll see the contest photos go when they're put up, and then it'll be identified as to what they are once it's been won. The contest has been won by identifying the plant. Today's is a tree of several people online, and a couple calling in have guessed. I think we had one fellow that was really close, and he may have just had the pronunciation wrong. He was saying it was a Acanthocyphrans, which is not too far off, but it's not right, cypress. So if you've got a guess for it, it's a very unusual tree, especially to be in Dallas. We've got the photographs. In fact, we'll have more on the website about this plant in the coming weeks, because we're about Tyson Woods, who's in the business of uncovering root flares that are covered up and everything, is going to be uncovering the base of this tree. It's an interesting tree because I've had it, pictures of it, and I've had it on my website for a long time. Rare to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, like I say. It's the champion one. I turned it in years ago when we had a contest, and one of our listeners turned in the champion pecan tree that's over in Weatherford. It was identified back in those days, a long time ago. And starting about 10 years ago, or no, probably not that long, 8 years ago, I guess, I noticed that the ground cover under it was really covering the flare and probably some soil under the ground cover. And I started leaving cards on the owner's door saying, you know, I'd like to talk to you about this tree. Never heard from him. Well, finally, a few days ago, I got to looking at it closer again. I was showing a friend, we were going around looking at trees and native plants and everything. And I showed him this tree, and I started looking at it a little closer, and I noticed it was actually on the property to the right, not the one on the left where I'd been leaving the card. So I put the card on the house to the right, and within 2 hours I got a call from the owner. We met. He was interested in making, you know, helping the tree. He realized it was a valuable, unusual tree. Call Tyson. Tyson is going to uncover it, and we're going to show you the whole process as we go, and we'll keep you posted on that. I'm not sure how soon he's going to do the work. He's been pretty busy. But anyway, what's been guessed so far is the name that I mentioned to you. Georgia pine has been guessed. Eastern red cedar has been guessed, and none of those are all right. So if you've got a guess, give us a buzz. In the meantime, we're going to chat with some folks. Gail's been holding the longest in Fort Worth, Texas. Hello, Gail.
Good morning. I performed an experiment with cornmeal gluten because of a situation I saw, and I would appreciate your feedback on if my experiment was flawed to begin with or my conclusion.
Okay.
I kept noticing, whether I used powder or granules, that it really didn't dissolve into the soil in a timely manner to me. I've seen it on my ground 2 to 3 weeks after I've put it out, mm-hmm. whether I watered it or the rain came down. Last week we had 1.5 inches of rain in my area, and those granules are sitting out there like they were when I put them down.
Yep, that's one of the issues on granules. I don't see that on the powder.
Well, you know, Howard, I'm not sure. I didn't perform the experiment on that, but I have seen the powder literally float when water has been put on it, and I keep seeing it out there. But nonetheless, here's what I did. I put a few granules in a glass of water so they were immersed.
Mm-hmm.
I checked them after a couple of hours. They were as hard as they were to begin with.
Right.
Checking them during that day, they still were. Now, the next day, they did start dissolving, or no, they started getting soft. But to dissolve them, I had to pinch them between my fingers.
Mm-hmm.
So my conclusion is, really, it seems like it doesn't matter when you put it out, you're probably not going to get any weed control because it just doesn't dissolve well.
Well, it finally does, and one of the issues is it depends on who the company is that made it. There's different processes that create those granules, and some of the processes involve baking them, I think, applying a heat to them.
Yeah.
And it causes them to become a pretty hard granule. I've told people from the beginning that the powder, even though it's messier, is more effective. Back in the days when we first started using it, we used the powder because the granules weren't available, and we used them on some commercial projects. And finally, one day, it was windy. We were doing the big back in the days when Johnson & Johnson Medical was still there in Arlington, you know, not too far from,
yes,
from you, 100-acre a project. We put it out on the site there. It worked beautifully, but they did it on a windy day, and it got all over the cars and the windows of the building, the whole thing.
And and you should wear a mask too.
That's right. You don't want to be breathing anything dusty like that. But it was very effective as far as dissolving and being pre-emerging in the ground. And I think the granular product will too, but you're going to have to just wait. It's going to take a little longer for it to dissolve, like you've proven with your little test.
Well, then that would mean to have a chance for a granule to be effective, you'd have to put it out probably a month at least before that date, that critical date that you give as the final time to put it out.
And that date is a moving target, too.
Right.
You never know exactly when it's going to be. No, that's true. It's one of the reasons why we tell people that it's, it's a kind of a unproven science as far as that part goes. No matter whether it dissolves at the right time and prevents the weeds or not, though, it's a great organic fertilizer.
Yes.
And so, we try to make sure everybody understands that. Some of the contractors that use it, some of the organic contractors use it by putting it out and once and then doing it again in 2 weeks and then doing it again 2 weeks after that. Now, that works beautifully. Really powerful fertilizer, but it's almost too much fertilizer.
Also,
when you go that route,
do it that way. What significance does that have with the last date to put it out for weed control? How do they adjust that date, or do they just do it every 2 weeks, no matter when they put it out?
I think they're just doing it every 2 weeks with the thought process that's probably right, that we don't know exactly when certain weed seed are going to germinate.
Right.
I fully believe that a whole lot of them, very large percentage, have already germinated today.
Which
means people putting out any kind of pre-emergent is wasting their money.
Wasting. Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, there's going to be some weeds that'll hold back and germinate later. But if you see Bermuda grass greening up, which I'm seeing all over the place out there right now, that means that it's warm enough for the weed seed to have already germinated.
I see.
I tell people, don't worry about it that much. Use it as a fertilizer. If you get some pre-emergent effect from it, you know, that's fine. I think that you get some degree of pre-emergent herbicide effect out of any organic fertilizer you put out.
Okay.
But corn gluten meal is the best if the timing's perfect, and then as you've pointed out, getting the timing perfect is not a pure science.
No, you can't do it, I don't think.
Thank you for your report.
Okay, thank you.
I'll
bye-bye.
Talk to you. Bye-bye. Let's end for people wondering, what do I put out on my place? I've put corn gluten meal out in some places. One place where it works beautifully, and I should say this again, is where you've built a new bed. And we just did that at the house. We did some new planting on the driveway side of the house, so there was new soil, new bed preparation done. I use corn gluten meal there. And when you have bare soil exposed and new planting, whether it's onion sets, which is time to plant them out for a lot of people right now, or new landscaping, using it in that situation, it works as a pre-emergent beautifully and fertilizes your plants very, very well. It's out in the turf trying to get weeds controlled where it's a little bit iffy. I'll be back right after this. Espoma has extremely high-quality organic products, including liquid plant foods with the innovative Easy Dose cap. Espoma also has a full line of granular organic lawn and garden foods, potting soils, and soil amendments that fit the Dirt Doctor program perfectly. Ask for Espoma products at garden centers, hardware, and other quality stores all across the U.S. For information on stores and products, visit espoma.com or call 1-800-634-0603.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you're missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Well, Mary Rose tells me we might possibly have a winner, and it would be our friend Maggie in Fort Worth. Hello, Maggie. How are you doing?
Hi, Howard. That one just jumped out at me when I brought up the picture.
Really? Okay. What
yeah,
do you think?
That's incense cedar.
Incense cedar it is. I'm the guy that called early, he may have meant that, but he had the name so far off, the genus and the common name, that I couldn't get
yeah,
it to him.
I think he was heading in a little bit different direction, a smaller tree.
He may have been. I wasn't familiar with the name. He was saying something like Canisiferans or something like that.
Well, Camiciferous is something, but I don't look it up. But
yeah. This is Libocedrus or Calocedrus decurrens.
Yeah.
And it is just a gorgeous, gorgeous tree. And I'm delighted that we finally met the owner and we're going to get the base of it uncovered, because it is starting to – it has been thinning out just a little bit, and a little bit of dead here and there in it. And those are the telltale signs that, you know, it's in stress. And it's definitely – we're probably going to end up taking 12 inches, maybe more, soil off the base, probably more.
Well, I looked at your photo and I knew you probably were no way, shape, or form going to have a Western red cedar that size in Dallas.
There
so
are some,
I had to go
there,
for a lower latitude.
There are some pretty close to that, but not quite that tall. No, congratulations. You get the course.
Well, that's good. I've been meaning to look into that.
Yeah, we'll get you all signed up. Did Mary Rose get your contact information?
Yes.
Okay, good. Did you have anything else?
Yes.
Okay.
In the past, when I've grown sweet potatoes, I haven't had luck. And I told you earlier this year that we had a monster crop of monster potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And every so often you ask me about some kind of worm if I've encountered them.
Wireworm.
What is wireworm? What does it do?
The wireworm will just kind of bore into the tuber. The wireworm mm-hmm. It's a bright orange, hard, if you squeeze it, would crunch, you know, worm that lives in the soil. It's the larvae of the click beetles.
Oh, okay. I've seen those.
Yeah, and they will do physical damage to tubers, carrots also, any kind of a root crop.
But any of those things that have marred the surface, you can just trim it off if you
oh,
after
yeah,
you cook it
it's
or
just,
before.
Yeah, it's just cosmetic. You can prevent it with beneficial nematodes and, you know, just more of some of the same kind of things that we talk about all the time. It's one of the insects, I guess, that leads, you know, regular agriculture to use such incredibly toxic things like Timic, you know, that are systemic, Timic and those kind of products.
And what would you use on it?
I'm sorry?
And what would you use on it?
Well, the beneficial nematodes will help you tremendously.
Oh, okay.
Probably eliminate the problem. Yeah.
Thinking two questions ahead here while you were answering. I was reading some of your potato stuff because it's that time of year again, and I noticed you had information about kind of like storing them in the soil and digging them up. And I've kind of inadvertently done that with the sweet potatoes because I keep stumbling across more of them than I missed. They sprawled all over the lawn and into the other parts of the garden last year.
Well,
I found 4 pounds more a couple weeks ago.
Well, you can leave them in the soil for quite a long time. The only negative about that is that they're going to continue to grow and may get tougher, and they're going to have more of a chance of getting some kind of insect damage like the wireworm or something like that. It's really better to harvest them at a size where you that you really want to have and store them in dry peat moss in a wash tub or something like that or a cooler.
This was totally accidental that they even grew this size because I've never had luck with them before. So these monster potatoes, which is benign neglect, and there they are. And the big ones seem to be just as good.
Well, that's good. That's great.
I found that I have to ventilate that tub of peat moss or it gets a little moist. And I'm seeing them sprout. So the final question is, can I just let some of these sprout and use those as slips to plant for this year later on?
Sure, you bet. You have some place to keep them until it's time to get them going. We're talking about Irish potatoes or sweet potatoes?
No, we're talking, I kind of shifted back and forth, but the sweet potatoes, slips
yeah.
that they send up.
Yeah, cut the slips and wait until it's really nice and warm to put them out, and then you'll have great production.
So what, let it get a little bigger and then kind of cut it off and put it in water?
Yeah, or soil, either one. You can do either one, you bet.
All right.
Just kind of countersink them in soil might be the best thing to do. You probably develop mycorrhizae. See, mycorrhizae won't develop on the roots in water, but it will if you just put it in a nice potting soil and then move them out when it's time to plant.
Heal them in somewhere for
yeah,
the time
that's
being.
Right.
Yes. Okay, well, thank you.
Congrats on winning the class.
Good.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, and that's the Natural Organic Certification course. Maggie wins for identifying just a beautiful tree and extremely rare. I know of two. I designed some into a project I designed the landscape for years ago, Collin County Community College out in Plano. And I was telling the owner of this tree that's in the shot, the winning tree, it's the champion in Texas that I had designed some in. And I had not noticed. I've been out to the college a few times, and I've noticed some of the unusual trees I had designed in, like little leaf linden and other things. But I didn't notice if the incense cedars were still alive there or not. They may be. I will double check that. There's another big one in Garland, Texas, as you drive north on Garland Road toward downtown Garland, and it's in a little cemetery right near the road. Not as big as this one we've been talking about. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on dirtdoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Howard is back with you. The birds are back, and we need to go to John because he's been holding a long time in Arlington. Hi, John.
Hello. This is John. I just want to ask you about alfalfa pellets, the small ones that you feed cattle and things with.
Yeah.
How do you broadcast? I broadcast mine out by just throwing it by hand. How do you throw it out, and it's 50 pounds per 1,000 feet or what?
It's 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. And if you just put the alfalfa pellets in a regular fertilizer spreader, one that has a whirly bird type of design, you know, it spins on the bottom, has a beater bar in it.
Okay.
You can put out 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet pretty easily. You just open it up all the way, walk pretty briskly one direction, and then turn and go perpendicular to that again, and that puts out about, in most cases, most fertilizer spreaders, that'll put out about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet of organic fertilizer.
Yeah, what I did, I went out there and just got a bucket full of it and started broadcasting by hand.
That's fine.
I don't know how it's going to work out, though.
I do that sometimes, too, especially with lava sand and some of the rock powders.
Uh-huh.
No problem.
I know corn gluten. I know you can go out there, wear a mask, like they say, and broadcast that out up there. It does real good. What little wind around there, it blows all over the place, so I know it's pretty well fertilized.
No, it's a good organic fertilizer. Sounds like you're on the right track.
One question I asked you on a glutathione.
Uh-huh.
Can you spell it for me?
Glutathione that you get from the Reg Active products. It's G-L-U-T, glutathione. Let me see if I can spell it for you. It's G-L-U-T. Glutathione. Glutathione.
And it's for digestion, correct?
Well, it's for your immune system. It's just very important for a lot of different things.
Oh, I thought for digestion.
No, it helps with that, too. Absolutely.
Okay. I was using papaya, and I use a bromelain, which is from pineapple and papaya.
Yeah.
Help. When people age, they have problem with digestion, and I was using those two to help out.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Reg Active will help you a lot. The papaya is good, but the Reg Active is the commercial product that I'd recommend you try.
What's the name? How do you spell that?
The Reg Active. It's REGACTV. Reg Active.
REGACTV.
Reg Active, and it's a glutathione product. I'm going to have to run, John. Hope that helps you. I've got a bunch of people holding here that I need to help. Emmy in Mountain Home, Arkansas, next up. Hello, Emmy.
Hello. I've got a question. Have you heard of Sweet TDZ? I don't remember you ever mentioning it.
Yeah, I have. I think it is a zeolite product for horse stalls.
Okay, yeah. They also say that it can be used for small animals. And it's supposedly natural, good for the soil. And, you know, you hear so many things that's natural, but they're not really.
No, that product, I'm pretty sure, I'm not absolutely positive, but just look on their website and look for an MSDS sheet that tells you, you know, what the ingredients are. But I'm pretty sure that that product is 100% zeolite, which is one of the rock minerals I recommend all the time for bed preparation and for use to absorb odors and things like that. That's why it's used in the stalls. It will grab and hold on to ammonia gas.
Oh, okay.
And it's a fabulous product. It's what's used in those little deals that you buy to put in the refrigerator or put in your closet that has a crunchiness inside it, you know, and they absorb odors. Well, that's zeolite. That's the same stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can I ask you one other question
real
quick?
Sure.
Where could I find information? There's a really old pear tree on the property, and it has branches that are crisscrossing, spurs all over the place, and I think now is probably the time to prune. I don't have the faintest how to start.
Well, pears are the fruit tree that needs the least amount of pruning. If you don't do anything, it'll be fine. If you go up there and just do some selective common sense kind of stuff, limbs that are growing toward the middle of the tree, for example, cut them off. Limbs that are rubbing against another limb, cut off the one that looks the weakest. You see what I mean?
Okay.
Just do some selective pruning. Open the top up just a little bit as a result. If you've got any dead in it, you can clean that up. But literally, pears are one of those fruit trees that if you don't ever prune them at all, they really don't care very much.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's just got a straight up trunk in the middle, and all these are coming out from the side. So, yeah, I can handle that. I thought there was a special type of pruning that needed to be done.
No, you can just do the ones that look like they're a problem. No flush cuts. Leave the branch collars, just like we recommend for all trees. And if there's any question, it's good to make the mistake by leaving too much of a stub than cutting too close to the trunk or to the larger limb, because
okay.
you injure the branch collar, and that's the healing device of the tree.
Yeah, I've done that way too many times. Looking back, I've seen the circle around the tree that I've caused a problem.
Yep,
but
most
that
people
was before
do.
Your time.
Okay. All right, good luck.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, let me do a little report for you from the real-time pain relief people, and it's interesting. It's a good one. How capsicum relieves pain. Capsicum is the natural occurring compound found in spicy hot peppers. From the genus Capsicum, of course. And what they're talking about here is that capsicum's power to minimize both pain and inflammation comes from its ability to reduce the production of substance P in the body. That's a new one on me. Substance P is a neurotransmitter. It transmits signals of pain to your brain and central nervous system, informing them where you're experiencing pain. Capsicum decreases the substance P production, which also minimizes the amount of pain that you feel. Capsicum also produces heat on the skin, which stimulates circulation and increases blood flow to the site of the pain. Real-time pain relief? Well, won't be a surprise. It contains capsicum and 18 more useful ingredients. It's the topical that I recommend you try if you haven't already. Contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLSs. If you haven't tried it, you can get a free $10 tube with your first purchase. For our details, go to your favorite store or you can call them direct. 877-787-7180. Or go to their website, which is RTPR.com, which stands for Real Time Pain Relief. RTPR.com or 787-7180. 877, I'll get it right in a minute. 877-787-7180. Back to the phones. It's CJ's turn, Lancaster, Texas. Hello, CJ.
Hello, Howard. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
Okay, I have a quick another question here. Just heard the conversation you had with the caller earlier about the corn gluten meal.
Mm-hmm.
On the 29th of January, I put down about 120 pounds of that. And now I'm wondering about I didn't know that, about the dissolving. So my question is, I got a 50-gallon container. Can I put my corn gluten in there and let it soak, you know, for a couple of days and then just spray it out on the yard? Will it still do the same thing as the pre-emergent? I mean, not now, because I know we're out of the window, but, you know, going forward.
There is actually a liquid corn gluten meal product on the market, and I can't remember the brand name offhand, but if you do a web search for it, I'm sure it would come up. It's a company we've tried to work with and never have worked very closely with him. I used it and played around with it a little bit, and when I test something like that, I'll kind of abuse it. I'll overuse it and spray it on things that, you know, you probably shouldn't be spraying it on and see what happens. And it's powerful. I got a little bit of phytotoxicity out of it, a little bit of burn. So the answer to your question is you could do what you're talking about, CJ, but it's going to be a pain in the rear to soak it in water and then strain it enough so it'll go through a sprayer and not clog up your sprayer. If you could do it, I think it'd work fine. But I would just go ahead and put it out dry and let it take its time breaking down. I meant to mention one other thing that I noticed when I put mine down the other day. I had it in a bag cut open, laying near the bed where I eventually put it out. And I had Tater, my little dog, little 20-pound dog, running around out there. And I was nervous about it because one of the things you can do with corn gluten meal that's dangerous is have a little animal get into the bag and eat a bunch of it, because it's such a high level of protein, that's where its fertilizer power comes from, that it can make them sick. So I was watching, and he didn't have any interest at all. He was staying away from it, and I thought that's fine. I put it out and all that kind of thing. And then 2 days later, I was noticing him out in that bed snooping around and eating something on the ground, and I went out and looked at it, and he was eating some of the corn gluten meal that had partially broken down. So it does take a while. I don't think it would be dangerous to the animals to get into it after it's been applied like that, just if they got into the bag, you know, and ate a whole bunch of it. I had one of the listeners call me some years ago saying a little bitty dachshund puppy got into a bag, ate a whole bunch of it, and got real sick.
Yeah.
But I think it'd be too much trouble. I'd put it out and I'd water it in real good, and then I'd water it again in a few days and just let it break down at its own rate.
Okay, all right. Well, that's what I was wondering, because I'm really trying to stay on top of this. These weeds from the summer here—they're just killing me with this Dallas grass. So I'm just trying to just stay on top of it this year and And when I heard that, it just kind of made me a little nervous if it's either going to, you know, if it's going to break down enough to where it'll be able to work.
Well, it'll help you with the seed, those little tiny black seed from Dallas grass, but it won't help you with the grass that's perennial and is coming back from the crowns. Uh-huh. You're going to have to dig it out or spot spray it with the vinegar.
Okay. All right. Well, I do appreciate it as usual. Thank you.
All right. Good luck. I'll see you. Talk to you next time. Let's go. Where? Barbara's turn in Fort Worth. Hello, Barbara.
Yes, Howard. We have this huge magnolia tree. It covers a third of the front yard. And when they mow, they just blow the leaves under the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they should be bagged occasionally, maybe every month or two. And my brother thinks they should be left under there for the moisture, so which is correct?
I'd leave them under there, but I'd grind them up some and still leave them under there whole. I don't like bagging and putting anything in a bag to go to the landfill. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. I'll be back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back right after this. When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich Magic Sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive's probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on BioSafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with BioSafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. BioSafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. BioSafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health.
Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. I think Barbara has something else for us. Barbara, what else can I do for you?
That's all. This tree is humongous, and the leaves are in my neighbor's driveway and on the sidewalk and everywhere. And when I have the grass cut, he just blows them up under the magnolia, but there's no way you can get a lawnmower under there to do mulching.
Can you blow them out from under and mulch them with a mower into the turf?
Well, you could, but the front yard is so small.
Yeah, just too many of them.
You couldn't see the grass.
Well, use as many of them as you can, and then the excess, put in the compost pile or haul off, I guess, as a last resort, but I hate to have anybody ever doing that. Try to mow as many of them as you can into the turf.
Okay, what about flower beds where you have shrubs?
Oh, that'd be fine. If you mow them on the driveway, crunch them up into small, you reduce the volume by 70 or 80%.
No, I mean your shrubs in the yard. Should you leave leaves in those beds?
Yeah, you should leave mulch at least, and the leaves make a good mulch. You bet.
Okay.
You
Thank
bet.
You.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. Yeah, you don't ever want to put any grass clippings or leaves at all in bags and send them to the landfill. We just get to pay more taxes, and it jams up the landfill when you do that. By the way, a couple of notes. People called in. I forgot to mention these. One listener said that LED bulbs tend – we talked about LED bulbs earlier – tend to interfere with brainwave activity. That's something I'll need to look into. Since I've got LED lights around our family, and you know, if that's something we need to know about it. Somebody else, we talked about bones, and I said you really shouldn't feed cooked bones to dogs because they're brittle and can hurt their teeth. And somebody called in and said beef bones can also perforate the bowels in a dog, and that ain't good. So you might want to look at both of those things. Again, as I mentioned before, my vet, friends recommend moose antlers. It sounds kind of weird, but apparently they're the best kind of chew toys that you can get if you can find them. And I don't know who locally has them, but be worth looking into. And I was going to get some for a little tater as well. Let me see what Ken's up to. Chandler, Texas. Hello, Ken.
Hello, Dr. Gary. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
I just moved into Chandler here from the city of Mesquite, and we're sitting on about 3 acres. A good piece of it's fenced. But the problem I've got is moles, and they are just all over the place. I had spoke with someone in your staff, and they told me to use a product called MoleScat.
MoleScram.
But they had told me to use it, and I'm unclear on this, is to use it going, like, from one side of the yard to the other. Does that kind of, like, drive them out, or do you cover the whole yard at one time?
Just cover the whole yard, but it's not MoleScat. It's MoleScram.
MoleScram. Okay. Yeah. And that should get rid of them? Now,
yeah, it does.
I assume that I want to get rid of them in the yard proper, because we've got an older dog that's blind and diabetes, and he falls in all the holes, and it doesn't help me any either, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's kind of a problem. I tell you something else to look into, and Harbor Freight has this in stock in their stores, and their Harbor Freight, you know, is all over the place. But
right.
And you could order mail order too, but they have a little device that has a solar panel on the top of it, and it's the stake that goes in the ground, and the solar panel runs the battery in it, and it vibrates every so often. And it sounds silly, but they actually work. They're very inexpensive. You need more than one if you have, you know, a large place like you do. And you stick them in the ground, and they vibrate every now and then, and the moles don't like them a bit and try to get away from them. A combination of that and the mole scram will be the best way for you to go.
One real quick question. I'm not sure. We've got something green growing in the yard here. It doesn't look like any kind of grass I've ever seen in my life. I know there looks like some of it's kind of a clover mix of some sort and some kind of other green-looking stuff. Don't have any really tall looking weeds, but everything here is mostly not your red clay looking sand, but just sand. Okay.
Well, if it's green and growing now, just chop it out with a hoe or spray it with vinegar.
I'm talking about the whole yard. The whole yard's that way. Just, it's never been taken care of. They've never done anything.
Well, just mow it and don't catch the clippings. Leave the clippings on the ground.
Right, I always do that.
Fertilize the organic fertilizers, and it'll just slowly develop into a better and better turf for you. Don't try to take it all out and start
over. I wasn't going to do that. I was thinking about maybe going with a little bit at a time, sodding in buffalo grass, and I didn't know if that would work in this region or not.
Sodding with buffalo grass would be beautiful. It worked great, you bet.
Yeah, I imagine that's pretty expensive. I'd probably have to do a little bit at a time.
Yeah, it's a lot more expensive than planting seed, but try a little bit both and see which way works for you. Let me run and help Carol real quick. Carol in Dallas, what's up?
Well, my neighbors were broken into Friday.
We're going to have to do this really quick. You need some thorny screening plants?
Yeah.
All right. There's a plant that will be perfect. It's called Trifoliate Orange. It's in my books. It is well armed, and nobody will go through it. There's a lot of other thorny plants. One's called Agarita. If you get some big ones, it would work well. But the Trifoliate Orange would be the first one to look at. And if you got some more along those lines, just send me an email to info@dirtdoctor.com, okay? I appreciate your call. Appreciate everybody's calls today. A lot of interesting things. During the week, if you have a question, go to dirtdoctor.com. You can get our newsletter. It's free. Just sign up on the homepage of Dirt Doctor. And if you want to join the Organic Club of America, the information is there. You can get some seeds, including Mexican buckeye seed. Enjoy your gardens out there, and don't forget to feed the birds. We'll see you next time.